Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, so it's the day of closing. We don't know if we're closing. So it's 10 o'clock. We just finished up a call with the broker and the two sellers. So I filed those articles of dissolution a couple days ago. They have not showed up in Secretary of State's website. So like everything is good to go. Everything is cleared up. Like everything is set to proceed. But Minnesota just hasn't posted that, yes, they have received them and they have confirmed that everything is closed. So we'll see about that. So the lender is out on West Coast time and we're in Central, so 2-hour time difference. We're going to wait until 11:30 Minnesota time and then we'll decide if we close today. And we'll probably close at like 3 p.m. onward, most likely, because they have to print off papers and all that stuff. So it'll be a later part of the day transaction. So that's what that is going on for that. I also brought too with the franchise fee and like reducing off the equity injection side to the broker, and they told him like, hey, they took the cash for the equity injection plus already paid down like all these other things. So I'm out like a lot. Is that the case? He's like, no, the franchise fees should have like deducted from the equity injection. And so I'm like, I know, I thought so too. What gives? And so he's like, let me forward that email to me. I will talk to the banker about that, because that's definitely not the assumption that he had either. I'm not crazy. The broker and I had the same thought process, and turns out the bank was on the same page with us. So we'll find out if I'm out the cash for the fee as well as the equity injection, or if it's just me, the equity injection. Either way, we're still closing. We'll be able to close. So I'm now updating Secretary of State's website every like 10 minutes. And once that pops up, we're good to close. It's possible we'll just end up closing next week. And so we'll figure it out one thing at a time. So the day is blocked off. My wife has the day off work. I'm still plugging away at the W-2. We will figure out closing once things proceed or don't proceed. So we're literally leaning on the Minnesota Secretary of State to rock and roll from there. Yeah, just chilling and plugging away at the W-2. Keep you posted.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY Due Diligence Program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.